This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Thursday, April 4th. God's word for you today is, for love's sake. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verse 6 to 7. And it says, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges, he took the humble position of a slave, and was born as a human being when he appeared in human form. It is amazing how following Jesus takes you on uncommon and sometimes unbelievable journeys. The Bible says he was God, but he came down the ladder and became human. In fact, scripture refers to it as the position of a slave, from being God to being human. Humans are so limited. Imagine how constrained Jesus would have been to come as a baby and be dependent on Mary and Joseph. Not only was he a human, but he also submitted himself to death. He came down further because not all humans die. Some get translated. Enoch did not die. Elijah did not die. But Jesus, that made Enoch and made Elijah, humbled himself, came down further, and tasted death. Jesus already provided the answer, a solution to death. Death is the last enemy, the scripture says. It is the last foe. There is no vaccination against death. There is a lot of research on the longevity of humanity and all that. But the truth is, except Jesus comes, everybody is going to die. However, Jesus came to die so that death will not be the final place, and so that death will have no power over us. Not only did Jesus die, but he died the death of a criminal. From being God to being human to dying the lowest shameful kind of death in the history of humanity, Jesus was crucified. Do you know why he did that? Why Jesus took those steps down? It is so that you can be lifted. Jesus came down so that you and I can be lifted up. Jesus needed to be depreciated so that we can be elevated. Jesus needed to go down so that we can be lifted. Jesus needed to be mortified so that we can be glorified. Jesus needed to be buried so that we can be lifted. This year, you will experience lifting and resurrection in the name of Jesus. Jesus did all that because of love. Jesus loves you. Jesus shed his blood as a guarantee. On Sunday, resurrection morning, please read John 20. When Jesus was on his way to heaven with a sacrifice for humanity, his own blood, Jesus heard the cry of a woman, Mary, and Jesus could not ignore that cry. Are you crying? Jesus is not ignoring your cry. Guess what? Peter, John, and the other women had gone, but Mary stayed. She saw someone she thought was a gardener, and she said, if you took his body, because the disciples thought that Jesus' body was stolen, please give him to me. Jesus was 30-something years old when he died. How was she going to carry him? But she did not care. She said, I would carry him. And Jesus called her name, Mary. Rabboni, it is you, she exclaimed. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. And it says, King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth, you created, All for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.